Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to His bounty by learning about beer.
She was an American girl.
I feel like that was an excellent tribute to the very late and very great Tom Petty.
Agreed.
I don't know if y'all liked it or not.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved his mustache.
Yes. Ah, oh, man. God.
Mr. Baseball.
My hands got sweaty listening to it. Just
Quigley Down Under.
Was he in Quigley Down Under? No, he wasn't.
I like his hat.
He did that last.
He rocked that hat.
He was in that movie with Taco Bell taking over the restaurant scene.
Oh, you mean. What is it?
Demolition Man?
No, Renaissance Man.
Renaissance Man. Yep. The late, great, awesome Tom Petty. Hope everybody enjoyed that little tribute.
And he's awesome, King of the Hill.
Yeah.
He was lucky.
He was Luann's husband, yep.
Yes, he was, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and there was many, many, many more hits that we didn't add to
Foreshadowing?
That. Foreshadowing? Anybody? I kept trying to add. I was like, oh, I'm going to add another song. I was like, I could do this all day. Yeah. So we had to cut it short, and I wanted to end it with Free Fallin', because now he's free.
Yes.
A little tear. I love you, Tom Petty. Thank you. Pour this resin out on the floor. This, whatever it is. Anyways. Thank you. I hope y'all liked it.
How about some sweet action?
Let's do it. Let's break it out. So, today we're going to do something that I hope to do more of eventually. We're going to break out into our very first, and hopefully, I don't know how we're going to, our first brewery takeover.
Yes.
6 Point is taking over our podcast. So all we're going to talk about is 6 Point Brewery. 6 Point Brewery is out of New York. They've been brewing for a while.
Yes, they have.
Can you hand me my cute little taster glass?
Here's your cute little taster glass.
Thank you. And it looks like we're going to start with the blonde, Sweet Action.
Yes.
Wonder why it's called Sweet Action. Is there a honey in there? Some kind of...
It's also an action figure.
Oh.
It's just the can after it's empty.
It doubles as something.
It does have that G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip, but that's like, again, it's just you holding the can.
So one of the first things that I noticed about 6 Point is the Red Bull style cans. Like, why did they go for the Red Bull style cans? It's a little weird.
I don't know.
Maybe
the day that they were waiting for their cans to show up, like Red Bull made a delivery, like a wrong delivery maybe. Because, you know, that's how Pringles got their cans. Like, oh, all of our bags are going to show up today. Nope, you got tennis balls, bitch.
Is that really what happened?
No. That's just a
damn,
really
damn, that would have
joke.
Been an awesome story, though. And some guy, you know, you got little Jim, the janitor that's sitting back there,
mm-hmm.
and he pops up, let's put the chips in the can, and the CEO yells at him and fires him and then puts the chips in the can, and it becomes a
thing. And you zoom in on his face, and he's got a big mustache and a monocle. Damn.
Damn.
That's right. I write fan fiction for potato chips. Sue me.
So Sweet Action is their blonde, and here's what they have to say. Everything you've heard about this beer is true. We'd love to tell you more here, but a can is no place for that. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is a phone number to call right now.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
I think I know what our next segment's going
to
be.
Yep. Uh-oh, they gave us a phone number to call. So, and it's not 1-800-97-JENNY. Or wait, we're on to like 2000, Jenny.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Yep. We're going to
17 times.
Call this.
Shame on Jenny.
I always hate when I want to say call this motherfucker. It's off an Eminem CD and nobody ever gets it. It's Ken Kniff. He's like, I'm going to call this motherfucker.
My wife would get it.
Good. Because I love me some Eminem. 2412. Let's see. Here we go. Calling up 6 Point right now to ask him about this blonde beer. Better not let me down.
Thanks for hitting up the Sweet Action Hotline. If you've got a cold hot can in your hand, you're in the right place. Crack that beer, stay on the line, and get ready to hear the raw, unfiltered story behind Sweet Action. It's anything but sweet. Alright, so let's back it up to December 2004.
That's when they opened.
Our brewery was in a rough neighborhood of Brooklyn called Red Hook. Now, Red Hook was a completely different hood than it is today. It was ripe for seeing all sorts of crazy shit. The neighborhood was desolate. No one's going to catch you with your pants down. And if they did, they just wouldn't care. Anyway, one day, I noticed an Oldsmobile parked right outside the brewery. There were two girls and a guy finishing up an interesting photo shoot in the back seat. After the action was over, they popped into the old restaurant located next to 6 Point. I grabbed them a couple of the original 6 Point formulations fresh out of the pipe. I started to slowly tease out the juicy details of what brought them to Red Hook. And from what I gathered, it sounded like this guy was cranking his can in the back seat. You catch my metaphor. Turned out the two girls ran a local porn magazine. Yeah, that's right. A women's porn magazine made for women by women started right here in Brooklyn. The thing was no joke. Although it was short-lived, it was still pretty badass. Guess what they called the magazine? Yeah, you got it. Sweet Action. After a few rounds of beer, we hatched an idea to throw a banging party to celebrate the first issue of their magazine and the launch of our brewery. They supplied the entertainment. We supplied the beer, made just for this event. The first batch of Sweet Action. The beer for that party was nothing like what you're drinking now, or even the Sweet Action of the last decade. The beer you're holding, the latest batch, is an ode to the original Sweet Action. It's an unfiltered blonde ale, aromatic, and there's nothing sweet about it. So if you haven't already, crack that can. Or even better, grab another. Ah, how's it tasting? Crazy shit, right? That's Sweet Action.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
That's awesome.
I did not even know we were going to get that gold.
Holy crap, you guys just heard an authentic, natural moment on this show. Wow.
That is fantastic. Do we even need to go on?
Mm-mm.
I mean, we should, but
show
wow.
Is over. What the hell was that? That was amazing.
When we called and he said it was just for that one beer, I was like, oh shit, is there a phone number for every one of these beers? Yep. There's not.
I immediately got really excited. No, there's not.
I was like, holy crap. Right, I want this guy to like read me beers all night.
Except for the pills.
Oh, there's a phone number on that one too?
No, I'm joking.
God damn it.
Oh, what an ass. What an ass. Rhodey's making fun of things and making us feel stupid.
So definitely, yeah, it's not sweet. It's not like a typical blonde ale would be. It's actually really well balanced.
I wish we would have had this during a blonde thing we did a long time ago.
Yes.
Because this would have won.
I agree.
I'm like, holy crap, this is really good. I don't think
this would have been up there.
Yeah, I would tell everybody to go try this immediately. This is really good.
Yep. So it is an unfiltered blonde. It's a little hazy in the glass, but it's like the right amount of hazy. It's not...
Is it
artificially hazy?
Is it from New England?
I'm not going to do 3 weeks in a row of totally bashing New England IPAs. I'm just not going to do it.
Brody, did you add a dash of flour in yours? It's really good if you add a dash of flour.
No, it's really good as ashes.
Puff.
Now, the IBUs, 40 IBUs, so it's really not sweet. It's not terribly bitter. It's 5% alcohol. It's very pleasant. I really liked it. What do you think, Brody?
It's good stuff.
Chris, do you happen to know when 6 Point was established or anything in there?
2004.
Yeah, 2004.
Did he already say that?
Yes.
Yeah. I apologize.
He said it in the sweet-ass audio.
Actually, Brody said it.
And they started canning in 2010.
2010. This is bad because so I know I've had a couple of their beers. That is delicious. The other one that we're going to talk about eventually is really delicious.
Yes.
I don't like blondes, folks. Not at all, folks. Folks? I don't like blondes, folks.
But, well, shucks.
But, oh my God, I would buy that again.
So definitely.
I'm getting more and more excited about the quantities of 6 Point that I bought.
It was delicious. I want another.
Yes, Thor. Share with me.
Well, then, let's move on to the second beer.
Let's do it. Crisp.
This here is the Crisp.
Ooh, that was clean.
It actually looks like here on their website, their logo is the Brewer Star.
Okay.
Plus the Nautical Star, which equals a 6 Point star.
Oh, damn.
Which the Brewer Star kind of looks like the Star of David.
Oh.
I didn't know that there was actually a Brewer Star. Do you know anything about that, David?
Actually, I had never heard that before. I didn't know that there was a 6 Point star.
Uh-oh. Well, it's 2 stars combined to make 6 points. I think that's what he was saying, right? The Nautical and the Brewer Star.
Yes,
gotta see what this Brewer Star looks like. Might get this tattooed.
I was just about to say, everybody's got a Nautical Star, but... they stop at 5 points. I go one higher.
Dang it. Is this a Pilsner?
This is.
Hey, look at me. Hey, guys, look at me. I'm a beer taster. I taste beer and tell you what it tastes like.
All right. On the can says, we were 60 feet underground when the beer came calling, while sinking tankards in ancient beer caves near the foot of the Alps. Inspiration struck, and at that exact moment, the Crisp was born. The can in your hand turns obsession to reality. Now that's Crisp, baby. The baby's not on there. I just added that.
Oh, baby.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. After listening to that guy, yeah. Tell me about Sweet Action.
I don't ever want to talk about beer again. I kind of want to see if he wants to phone in on the podcast every day.
Yes, definitely.
Every fucking day.
Spoiler, he was the guy with those two girls.
That's fine.
He talks about himself in the third person.
Cranking his can.
Bring him.
If you catch my metaphor.
A porn magazine.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
A porn magazine started by girls for girls. Can you believe it? I sure as shit can't, man.
Well, no one's going to top that.
And he said the S word.
He
several
did.
Times.
He said a bad word.
Well, guys, what do you think of the Pilsner, Ruddy?
It's not bad. I've had more memorable Pilsners, but it's not bad.
It's a little Bud Lighty. It's a little super Pilsnery.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go Bud Lighty. It's definitely got some body to it. It's actually a little sweeter than the blonde, oddly enough, for being labeled Crisp.
I don't like it.
Crisp.
I'm going to throw it away.
It was canned in May.
May. That's not bad.
It's not terrible.
May, June, July, August, September, October.
So this one is a 5.4% alcohol by volume. Also 44 IBUs, but a lot more residual sweetness in this than the blonde. It's a lager.
I know it was canned in May. The box said good till the end of till November. So it tastes like a Pilsner to me. It doesn't taste bad.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, it's so fucked I can't recognize it.
No, it's...
We'll know what happens when we get to that IPA.
It's not as good as Pilsner.
Agreed. That right there is the Pilsner to kill all Pilsners.
There's not much that is that good.
Yep.
Not much. All right, David. You had a journey this weekend, a big journey that you did not invite me and Rody to, and everybody was really worried about us all breaking up. We got a lot of, you know, emails. Is the podcast done?
Yeah. No. I printed out my tickets before I left the show last week, and I waved them in front of Jason and Rody's face and went, ha, 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 you're not coming.
It was very vulgar, uncomfortable. Chris just sat in the room, closed the door.
I really don't know in retrospect why I took my pants off to do that, but I feel like it added
lick,
to the
lick,
atmosphere.
Lick my balls!
There it is.
That would have been amazing.
Now, we went down to the Texas Craft Brewers Festival in beautiful Austin, Texas at Fiesta Austin. Gardens. And it was pretty legit. We, in a previous incarnation of this podcast, one of our favorite places to go was the Firkin Fest, the North Texas Firkin Fest that the Craft Brewers Guild put on every year. Yeah, unfortunately, they stopped doing that this year.
No idea why.
So that they could focus on this badass festival, apparently. I talked to Charles Vallenrat, the director of the Texas Craft Brewers Guild, and we actually had him on a show previously. Not this show. Wah, wah. But he said, I saw him at the festival, and he said he had a really good team of folks concentrating on this rather than splitting their efforts on other smaller shows. Not only turns out a lot more money for the Craft Brewers Guild, which promotes a lot of things like education and
legislation.
The legislation, definitely, yes. Not only were they able to kind of divide and conquer, but they were actually able to get a lot more beer. And you'd be surprised how many breweries did not just bring their common four beers. Like even Real Ale brought some stuff that they don't usually bring. And, you know, some of the larger ones definitely had a few more beers on. They had a special tapping every 30 minutes from different breweries. So you had this, you had all the beer that you could look up online and see what they brought, see what the style was, ABV, all that descriptions. But every 30 minutes, a different brewery would have a special tapping. Like our friends at OHB brought the barrel-aged porter with tart cherries. There was, let's see, full-grown ombre from our friends at Tupps and McKinney. Damn. Oh, my God. There were some other ones, but I drank a lot. I logged like the first 12 beers on the Casually Lit Untapped, which if you have not yet, friend us on Untapped. Add us. We will friend you back. You can keep up with the show on there. But I logged the first 12, and then my thumbs stopped working. It was the craziest thing. And then we bought more tickets and got more beer.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Yes.
But
so worth every penny?
Yes. Nice. It was a $30 ticket. It gets you in with 8 tastes, which doesn't sound like a lot. But when you go with a group,
how big were the tasters?
3 ounces.
Okay, too much for me.
Yeah, that's
drunk Jason.
That's a lot of beer. I'm no engineer, but
people still don't understand the ABV thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't grasp the concept of that.
Right.
I can have one beer, or they're like, I drink 6-pack, and I'm like, I can drink 2 of these Dream Crushers, and I've outdone your stupid 6-pack.
Right.
They don't understand that.
Yes, because, you know, when you're at a festival like that, you don't just go drink everyone's 2% near beer.
No.
You drink the good stuff.
When you get, you know, well, 3 ounces times how many pours?
3 ounces times 8 per person.
So are you looking at 24 ounces, and if you get a 10 or better per ABV beer,
yeah,
you've had...
That's 2 cans of Barrel Crusher.
And they're easier to shoot, and they're easier to drink, because, you know, you're not looking at this tall glass where you're like, I'll sip, talk. You're
yeah,
like,
you don't really nurse a 3-ounce sample.
3 ounces. I'll just drink this. 3 gulps for me.
Yeah.
But now people don't grasp that concept, but it exists.
Yeah. It was really fun. So the breweries were organized alphabetically around the outside of the perimeter, which makes it much easier to freaking find a brewery you're trying to get. I always want to say duh. At the end, the D cuts off.
Damn you, Homer Simpson.
Give him the D.
Oh.
That's why you have to suck the head. I'm just going to say, that audio Chris just gave us is pretty clean. I'm going to go ahead
y'all
and mark
get boners
that
down here.
just wait. I've been able to cut the last 2 episodes, so.
I see.
Jason has a good one coming up.
No. I will mix the shit out of that. You guys won't be hearing Rody next week.
They'll be fine.
So me, I like to make a game plan when I go to festivals like that. I like to be, all right, I definitely want to try this out. I want to try this out. They released the beer list, but they didn't release any kind of map, so I wasn't able to go full nerd on that. But what we were planning on was, well, you know, the high is going to be like 86, 87. That's nice. That's good. Let's wear nice, loose clothing. We'll stay for a couple hours, you know, maybe 1.5, 2 hours, because, you know, anything past that, it starts getting sloppy, and we just, you know, we'd feel better if we don't. We got there 30 minutes before it started and stayed until the people were ushering us out of the festival grounds. Like, they were interrupting our conversations. Like, I'm sure what you're talking about is really great, but we need y'all to leave. The police are coming in to clear everyone out. Y'all need to get out of here. And we were just like, we were the polite drunks. Like, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. We should go. Let's go. Okay, wait a second. Did we try that beer yet?
Do you want an Uber or Lyft?
thankfully, we were within walking distance where we were staying.
Oh, nice.
So we ambled on home.
Jesus, that'd be a terrible idea.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even nighttime. It was like 7 o'clock.
So it's like 7:30 and it's time to go to bed, basically.
No, we kept going.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so after that, a couple of our friends were throwing a party in an apartment complex to benefit the Hurricane Harvey victims, and they're actually raffling off some ACL tickets. There weren't that many people at the party, so I was like, oh, sweet, I'm about to score some ACL tickets. No, the boyfriend and the girlfriend won both sets of ACL tickets.
That sounds like bull crap if I've ever heard it.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing, but they had... Shoot, I was drinking, so I can't remember, but it had a goat on it. It was a Texas beer, Thirsty Goat. It's an amber ale. But then they had like some other domestics I didn't try. I remember liking it. I couldn't tell you much more about it. I lost a bad game of pool, like real bad.
A bad game of pool.
That pool table was not holding still. It was not doing it. And then you think at that point, all right, you've been drinking all day. You lost a game of pool. You should definitely go home. Nope. We went to a bar, and they had a DJ. And not only was he spinning mad tunes, he was also portraying certain video on the wall. At one point, we were watching vocal cords, but not just like one set of vocal cords, four right next to each other. And it wasn't just like the same video four times. It was four different sets of vocal cords.
Are you sure they were vocal cords?
God, I hope so. Otherwise, that was just a really bad colonoscopy.
You know what vocal cords look like?
What?
They look like jewelry, I hear. Jewelry.
They do.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn. That's a segue.
Yes, it is. Take it over.
You just segued yourself into hell.
Son of a bitch.
No, he wasn't ready.
I'm not ready. I'm new. I don't know what to do.
What's going on? You know what's going on?
No idea.
Disturbing jewelry.
Ooh.
So there's this model. I use that term loosely.
Can we?
Because most models don't get labanectomies.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure I said that incorrectly. But basically, the woman gets a surgery to
remove
the excess tissue around the vagina to make it look prettier.
Revaginated?
I guess.
Vaginal rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation. So there's excess skin, and you know how sometimes you can ask a doctor whenever they remove something to keep it in a jar. Well, she did that. She took it home, and then she asked her daughter, hey, how do I make this look pretty? Oh, yeah, sprinkle some glitter on it. She made a necklace out of her
leftover
vagina parts and is selling it now, too.
On Etsy?
Yep, Etsy. So if you would like to partake in the Etsy vagina art, please look up vagina or labia jewelry, and it will pop right up.
Yeah, definitely do that at work.
So that's how the... That's how Arby started. Is that what you said, Chris? Is that where we're going with this?
Get old beef curtains.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up everywhere. That's it, guys. I'm done. Ooh, that is horrible.
Ooh,
I wonder how much money she's asking for it.
Well, so, I mean, you can only do that once, so you're just like selling the one piece of jewelry, right?
It depends on how much they had to remove.
Oh, Jesus.
So, but model, I would use loosely, because if you're having that surgery, you're showing that thing. So I would say,
yes,
probably porn.
Probably that or a stripper.
Yeah, stripper. I mean,
it's like a pair. You know, when girls get new boobs, they got to show everybody. Even, you know, it's like your wife and she gets new boobs. She's just showing everybody. You're like, cut that out.
But I like how they use the term excess skin.
Oh.
Is it really excess skin?
I don't know. I've seen some pretty nasty ones.
But still,
I mean,
you're not supposed to remove that shit.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, you don't see people's foreskin on jewelry. However, they do harvest foreskin for burn patients. And it actually makes like a decent-sized skin graft for burn patients. So there is function to that.
So that's one of the legal things that we're allowed
her,
to do.
Her name is Kiss, by the way.
She's a stripper. Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
So she said that she thought this was part of her life and something that every woman had to go through. And some man probably told her that was wrong.
Yep.
and she said that she had she was unable to ride bicycles or work out in tight clothing.
Okay.
So she decided to get.
That does sound like there's an excess that's. Oh my goodness.
So maybe there are multiple jewelries out there.
It's a set.
Oh my God, this is the worst thing I've ever heard, probably.
Oh my God.
Maybe not, though.
Just reading this, I just want to vomit.
Maybe not.
Oh, so her shape caused friction that turned to inflammation and turned into cysts.
Whoa.
So maybe she did have an issue.
Okay, yeah, that's not a part of every girl's life. I mean, I'm no womanologist.
Womanologist? Kind of like that.
I was going to say womanizer.
Can we have that? Can we?
Womanology?
Yeah, can that be our thing? That could be one of those degrees you give certain athletes that can't pass school. Hey, you got a degree in womanology.
Yeah.
Also, African studies, whichever one you want.
Just look at that picture, though.
No one would buy that.
It's hanging from a freaking clothespin.
It's like you took someone's ears because you killed them.
Oh, God.
Chris, come here.
I'm looking up.
Brad Pitt once collected
look it up off scalps. The Newsweek article.
Yeah, please. Completely screw my internet history up. I've never looked up porn in there. What are you doing to my history?
Wait, you just typed the first two letters and it populated.
Yeah, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, she used glitter and crystal resin in order to make her necklace. Hmm.
So like the glue that you used to glue a puzzle together.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh no. Let's move on to the next six-point beer.
No. She also did the same thing with her old breast implants.
What?
She turned those into jewelry?
Yep.
This woman should not be making jewelry.
How are you going to make breast implants into jewelry?
That's a good question. I'm
trying to think. Like silicone breast implants?
Hey, I've got an idea. All right, next beer.
I was going to send this to six-point, but probably not now since it's disgusting.
So y'all are welcome.
Here's 6 Point. Have our Chris, heavily edited podcast.
Have you found that picture yet, Chris?
Yeah.
It's pretty disturbing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it, Chris? That do you like?
I know what the show photo is going
to
be.
Do you like? Okay, so let's... what hotline do we get to call for this beer?
Which one? Oh.
This here is Bengali.
The Tiger Rescue?
Oh, is it really?
I don't know.
God, all these things that people keep saying today and aren't true. It's irritate me. Not really.
Alrighty here. It all started with an epic video game marathon back in 2004. Rocking Blaze Orange Homebrew, we saw the foam rings down the glass like tiger stripes. Thousands of batches and tweaks later, the Bengali still slashes.
I'm going to go ahead above everybody right now and be like, holy crap.
Is it really bad?
Holy crap, it's good.
Like, so bad that I should just drink the rest and like not give you any.
Oh, my God. Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! Oh, my God.
That's a tasty beer.
I'm not sure what it is that I'm liking. It's definitely the orange, but it is. Oh, my God.
That's a very tasty beer. So this is it just says ale on it. I'm not sure exactly what style it's supposed to be. What does the old Untappd say, Mr. Rohde?
We need like a showstopper noise.
Need showstopper.
Yeah, it's like, take this.
Bengali is rated 3.77.
It's almost a 4. That's pretty good. How many check-ins, though? Yeah. Like 50,000. I hate when you're like, oh, this beer is rated 5 stars. It has 6 check-ins.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Over 80,000.
Yeah, 80,000. It's almost 80,000. A 4.
Damn. That's pretty impressive.
That is very impressive, folks.
6.6% alcohol by volume. We're slowly creeping on up the ABV.
That's actually stronger than I thought it would be, too.
And 66 IBUs.
We don't know what style this is?
It just says ale on the can.
It's an IPA.
It's an IPA.
That's an IPA?
That's a very tasty IPA.
God dang it.
It's not bitter at all. I said 66 IBUs, but the body's there to balance that out. Again, another very good balanced beer.
Oh, my God. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm just past that point, but I'm in love. This is like creeping its way. It's on my top 10, which is hard to get on. And now it's pushing its way towards my top 5. I'm like, back up. It's a little warm. I'd like to get it maybe 10 degrees cooler. And everybody's like, nerd.
Well, this one, as it warms up, it's, you know,
Jesus,
nothing,
man.
Nothing wrong with a 60-degree
Bengali, folks. IPA. Yeah, go Bengali. Grab that. Oh, my God. Yep, go grab it. Whew.
You should definitely send emails about Bengali.
If only we had a guy with a soundboard that had the opportune time to hit a button. Too worried about his
It wasn't tax. Brains that got me here, I assure you of that.
To himself. Oh, God.
Bengali. No, this is delicious.
I tried to email Hillary the other day. She didn't reply.
Aw. That sucks. Well, she's on her book tour.
You bitch.
Her book is titled Everybody Screwed Me Over, God Damn It.
Oh.
I think.
Oh. Oh.
It's from her time in the podcasting industry.
Oh. Oh. How many times can I make that noise?
I don't know, but I'm sure that will be a soundbite at some point.
Oh, yeah. There were several clean ones.
Got like a bird in here.
Seagull. I see. Yeah, we spent this previous weekend hanging out with our political, amazing, awesome buddy, Jesse.
Ooh.
Yep, Jesse came
to
town.
Jesse was in town. God damn it.
We would have invited you, David, but you were gone.
No, I was doing cool to think. No, I'm just kidding. I miss Jesse. I love seeing Jesse's posts on Facebook.
Yep, Jesse is a very political, very smart, very intelligent human being. And he came down. We took him to Division, of course.
Of course.
Got his taste of the finest craft beer in Arlington.
Would that be Agtown?
It was a legal draft.
No, they didn't have Agtown.
Man, I would, if I could just have Agtown forever on my wall.
Yeah.
That's my if I only had to drink one beer for the rest of my life beer.
But he did like the black van.
Yes, he did.
That's a good one.
He did. And he had some,
Rockin' Mall.
Yep, Rockin' Mall.
The Enjoyed English that. Pale Ale.
Which is crazy because I didn't expect him to like it, but he did. And he liked the fact that there's a comic book shop back there.
Yes.
He was like, thank God I don't live here because I would live here.
Spend all of his money. Yes. But we got to hang out with him. We went there. And then Friday night, I went to the comedy club. Man, I got to figure out who that dude was we saw. We saw this dude that does auto-tune comedy.
Oh, nice.
His stare. Another thing you would have been invited to, but you were gone.
Damn.
Rody was gone as well.
Shit. It's like, got shady in here, guys.
I have no friends. I have no friends.
Stupid family getting sick.
Oh, yeah, no. We don't got to put up with that. Guy, I got to find who this was. I'm not going to.
So how does auto-tuned comedy work?
He was like, put the auto-tune on, and he was like singing songs and stuff. And then he pulled out the guitar and did a whole thing of music stuff, and I was like, gosh, this is great.
Nice.
Made fun of, like, you know, bands that use the same chords. He's like, so Green Day said they never ripped anybody off, and then he starts playing an old song with the same chords, mm-hmm. and I was like, I love this. Love it.
Nice.
And I knew every song. I was like, yeah, that makes it even better.
Take that, Bray.
Dude was hysterical, and the guy before him was hysterical. And I was like, oh, comedy, I love you.
Was this over at the Arlington Improv?
No, it was downtown Hyenas, Fort Worth.
Oh, cool.
And then I got to go to before all that, we went to a Flying Saucer, and I had a Belgian IPA thing that cost $10 for 6 ounces.
Yikes.
But that's what happens when you order blindly. Stupid. You go to that little machine that Flying Saucer has, and you're like, flipping through it, no prices. And I was like, clicked on one, sounds good. And then Kaylin got her drink, and I come back and I was like, how much change do I have? She gave me $2. I was like, I gave you a 20.
Like,
damn.
I'm going to kill myself, and it's your fault.
Pretty much. That's another thing about some crazy crap beers. Be careful, folks. You never know what the fuck you're getting yourself into.
That's true.
But I tried it, loved it though. It was really good, very mellow. And I wish I could pronounce it. I'm not even going to look it up. It was a mouthful.
Oh, yeah?
It's like Belgium.
So it's like from actual Belgium?
Yes.
Belgian-y, the country?
Yep. Did it have raspberries in it?
No.
Belgiania.
It was an IPA.
Ugh.
Some kind of weird, fancy IPA.
Belgialand.
And then I think I had two hearted ale after that. But I got two more beers towards my plate. And it says when you join, it was like 2015, and I have 33 beers. I was like,
yeesh.
Because
the saucer's kind of expensive.
Gonna take my time to get there. It's very expensive.
Yep. I mean, it's a tap house. It's a place that's specifically set up for you to come drink beers at.
And they get all that weird ass crazy stuff that they charge gargantuan amounts for.
But they
should be thanking them. They're the reason why we drink craft beer.
They are. They're the shepherds for us lost sheep.
I've said it
out in the abyss.
I've said it many a times, and I'll say it again.
Lick, lick, lick my balls!
That me and Blake, this was years before craft beer was even a thing. We would go to the Flying Saucer, and try to find the nastiest one on that list. So we'd order for each other. Blake would pick my beer out, and I'd pick his beer out. And the goal was to gross the other person out. And whoever hated it, whoever hated it the most had to pay the tab. And we did this multiple times.
Oh, wow.
Like one time.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
It was crazy, dude.
Those are actually really good shenanigans.
Yes, they were fun. And, you know, most of the time we were like, well, Blake doesn't really like craft beer as much as I do. Most of the time it'd be like, oh, I kind of dig this. And Blake's like, well, I win. You have to buy it. But it was so much fun. Yeah, because we didn't know a damn thing. Yeah, I did. I had a Two Hearted Ale. I'm going to let David try to. David's smarter than me, in case y'all don't know.
Okay, this here beer is Jesus. Oof. I don't.
I give up.
Hubelin.
Okay. Hubelin Chauffard.
Yeah,
that's Belgian.
Yeah.
Well, the Belgian and the French are kissing cousins.
It doesn't say French. Or does it say French or does it say Belgian?
This is definitely Belgian.
Thank you.
It's a brasserie.
So I just stab brasserie myself in the, de if I was that far off, I was going to stab myself in the face.
Houblon.
And I quit. I quit this podcast. I quit life. I'm going to go. I love you guys.
God. Freaking Belgian waffles.
Yeah, so see, that's the complicated beer that I had. And the worst part was I didn't remember what it was, obviously, after I bought it. But luckily I had the receipt and was like, whew. Okay, whew. And as you can tell, I gave it a great score, a lovely 2.5.
Oh, no.
So it was not as good as I was just advertising. Do not buy it.
So it was as good as that $16 you spent on it?
No. The lady that I deleted on Untappd a long time ago is back, and she's trying to re-add me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey, I toasted your 6-point. Toast my Miller Lite.
If you're on Untappd and you're checking into Miller Lite at least 3 times a week, don't add me. And if you're stalking me on Untappd, which means every time I post something, you toast me before I even close out of the app, don't add me. It's creepy. It makes me uncomfortable.
You could just say, David, stop toasting me. Like, I'm right here.
No, David, I like it when you toast me, bro.
I toast you. I untoast you just so I can toast you again.
We all get boners down here.
Which, speaking of, locally, me and David and our mandatedness found out that our favorite beer that we, well, it's not our favorite beer, but.
Whew, I'm so glad you finished that sentence.
Barrel Age Legion is coming back.
Yes! Oh my God.
Did they announce which barrel it's from?
Yep, Jamaican rum barrels.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Jamaica me Legion, man.
I'm going to wear nothing that would consider me racist. I was like, I'm going to wear a tie-dye shirt. Nothing. And dread wig, and I'm gonna be like, yeah, man, Jamaican rum.
So like a love like it. A beanie and a skinny tie.
Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a crap ton of weed. My eyes will be bloodshot. I'm gonna be like, hey, man, you got the Barrel Age Legion.
You got the Barrel Age Legion.
The bongo drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh.
I give up.
We're pumped. So I mean, we're gonna go.
We went last year for my birthday shenanigans.
Yes, we did.
And it was the Macallan.
Chris, what are you doing tomorrow?
Going pig hunting.
Aren't you going
hunting? What time?
You're going hunting this weekend.
No, not this weekend. Probably around, I think Jay said around 4:30.
Dang.
Okay, tomorrow. Thursday, you're going to kill innocent pigs. That's cool, Chris. You're fired. Go ahead and put your headphones down. Shut off your stuff. I'm a vegetarian. I've decided.
I was going to see if you wanted to kill kegs. But whatever.
Well, kegs, where are y'all going?
Martin
Keg House. Hunting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, tomorrow at Martin House. Darkness. A big friend of ours, love the man to death, Jason Perez, is releasing his first original beer.
Ooh.
Which the plan is to go there. I haven't heard from my brother yet, so I'm probably going there too. If David and Amanda are free, they're invited. We've got to support Perez. It's his first beer. Congratulations, Perez.
The keg that is debuting tomorrow made its first debut at the Craft Brewers Festival. We did not get a chance to taste it.
Oh, I was about to say, so you already...
No spoilers.
Oh, spoiler alert. Everybody's like...
Disappointed!
So this beer is called Darkness Falls.
When darkness falls... In case you don't know, that's my impersonation of Howard Jones from Killswitch Engage. Formerly of Killswitch Engage. Awesome. I apologize. Song. When darkness.
Now he's on Hell Yeah.
No.
Who isn't?
Velvet Revolver.
I just got real stern with Rody and looked at him. No. No, he's not. He's in that weird band. It's like Devil.
Oh, Zayo.
Devil Maybe.
Hell Maybe.
I think everybody's been in Zayo, but... Oh, Hell Maybe. We're on to our next six-point beer. This is the double IPA. They have more than one double IPA, though. This one's called Resin, which, in case you don't know, it's the leftover stuff at the bottom of your bong after you, after you, you know, you're done. You've smoked out of this bong 50 times, but there's some black shit in the bottom. You scrape it together. That is called resin.
That's why it's so danky.
That's your resin. That's exactly what they were going for. You are correct. Let's read it. You ready? We remember our first sip of hoppy beer, do you? I absolutely do. Nearly spit that shit out. Now we fantasize about this stuff. Thinking about these hop cones bursting with juice. Ripe.
That's why you have
hail,
to suck the head.
Makes you look forward to the first resin all day. Can't wait. So this is a double IPA, which most of you who've made it this far with us know that that is very bitter. But I like it.
Very good.
I like it.
It's a 9.1% too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's up there.
It's a heavy hitter.
Yeah, it's hitting me pretty heavy. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Please keep refrigerated this ale. But yeah, no, resin. This is as weird as it is, I'm still infatuated with the Bengal. Yeah, this is good. What do you think?
I like it. Yeah? It's good.
There's
yeah.
more.
When you first have it, it's I don't know. It's very, I don't know, you use the word harsh. But like as you get like your second and third pull, you don't get that harshness. It's citrusy, and you get a lot of the other characters within the beer. It's pretty good.
Yes. So they have another double IPA called Puff, and I just read the back of it. And what it basically says is that it's resin unfiltered.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, okay, well, that makes sense. It's a little less harsh, resin is. So Puff is their other double IPA. So they have two double IPAs that are 10%. So keep that in mind when you buy these. But
and then they have their triple that's high res that we've had is really good.
Oh, yes. High res. God. Six point is
it's a good brewery.
A, yeah, definitely an A.
You had their cream ale. You love their cream ale.
So I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure what our scale is, but A. They get an A. A plus.
A plus?
A plus. Maybe, dude.
You know what else gets an A plus? Craft Beer Cellar.
Okay.
In Dallas.
Tell us about Craft Beer Cellar.
So, Craft Beer Cellar, I went there Friday. I'd seen a Facebook post about it for a while, but I finally got to make it out there. And it's a pretty nice little spot. It's got a ton of bottles and cans everywhere. But I know Jason had made the complaint about some of the bigger box stores like Specs and Total Wine.
How funny is this, David?
How they package everything where all the brewers are together, and how he wished that they were separated by style. Well, the way that they have their cooler set up is by style. So anything cold and ready to go that you want to drink now is set up by style.
So you're telling me they're listeners?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, right after we finished that show, they redid the entire thing.
Right.
Excellent.
And then anything that's outside of it is separated by either style or from Texas. So they have a whole aisle that's just dedicated to Texas, and then a whole aisle that's dedicated just to international beers. And then they have two sections, one's stouts and porters, the other one's sours.
Wow.
They also have growler fills. They have crowler fills. You can buy beer by the pint there.
Shit.
I mean, it's a one-stop shop. It was pretty nice. And the staff was super nice. I had like three people that came up to me and asked me if there's anything they could do or any suggestions they could make. And I mean, it was a nice spot. I'll definitely be back.
I sense a field trip coming on. We may need to.
Field trip.
I definitely
verify Mr. Rody's claims.
The Real Ale, they had a Real Ale sales guy there. All the nice. Real Ale stuff was 10% off. So ooh. Now, of course, I got the Axis IPA, which is delicious. And if you get six or four packs, you get another 10% off because it's the case discount.
Oh, shit. Case discount. 20% off your beer.
That's insane.
Yeah, super cool place. The parking situation is a little tight. It's off of Abrams and
Greenville.
Well,
Gaston,
where I like to park.
I forget.
Where when I park, I like it to be a little tight.
Right. They have a few spots in front of the the place, but if you go around to the back, there's a lot more parking.
You're right. There's there always more parking. In the back.
Damn it, right. David.
God damn it.
I thought we'd tag team it, man.
But yeah, if you haven't checked out Craft Beer, the beer cellar in Dallas, definitely give it a look. It's pretty awesome.
That sounds cool. I got to go check it out.
Check it out. Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it. I sent so we're recording / filming our pumpkin episode this weekend, which you folks won't see for a little while. But woo-hoo! I sent Rody on another mission because I had posted. So someone posted the 2016 St. Arnold pumpkin beer, and I had said, "Oh, we cracked one a couple weeks ago. It's delicious." Well, the owner of that place reached out to me and said, "Jason, come get another one." And it's in Plano, and I was like, "Well, Rody's in Plano a lot." Which is not incorrect information. I was like, "Hey, Rody, if you're in Plano, get this." And he said, "I'm not." And then 2 hours later, he calls. He says, "I am in Plano." I was like, "Hey, grab a bottle." So we got another bottle of the St. Arnold's 2016 pumpkin that we're going to crack this weekend. We're going to do, so folks, yeah, a teaser for the future. We're going to do another pumpkin episode and lots of games. The plan is to have 2 or 3 game episodes. And I know that's what people love the most. They absolutely
games
do.
Games are fun.
And it sucks because we're sitting on one right now. We have a cartoon. We had to guess the cartoon songs.
Yes.
Oh, people are going to flip shit over that. Especially since I got destroyed.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Or did you?
And people are...
Yeah, they don't know. People, no spoilers.
It's going to... Most of the songs will give everybody a chance to guess.
Most of them.
But it's going to be fun. And we have some other things we're going to work on. We're going to do my accents.
Yes.
Which I think, David, we're going
to... That's right.
That's going to happen this coming up. And then we're going to do a couple of other different things. And we're going to have our first official guest this weekend.
I'm excited about
that.
Which I don't know if he'll be released first. Because Crystal's going to be next Wednesday. So, no, I don't think he will be. He'll be the first guest recorded, but not the first one released. Yeah, we're going to have an old friend back, Crystal, which we'll talk more about that later. But there's big things coming up. And it's hard not to tease that pumpkin show. It's so much fun.
I purposely have not gotten a single pumpkin spice latte this season in anticipation of all the pumpkin to be consumed.
I think even Chris will participate a little on the pumpkin stuff, correct?
Hell yeah.
Yep. Everybody gets their orifices turned on when it comes to pumpkin.
Bring my Ugg boots. Oh. We all get boners down here.
Oh, my God. So I found out some good news today. There's going to be a Bob's Burger movie.
Yes.
In 2020. I'm not sure why it's 3 years away. Hope the show's still rocking.
I really wish I could do a Bob's Burger's voice.
I'm not sure about this, Rody.
Uh-oh.
Rody pulled out another beer.
That's Rody's move. Yeah. So I was like, all right, we're wrapping the show. Oh, here we go. Let's pull out a freaking magnum of something.
So Bob's Burgers, those of you that are listening and still have not given a shot, Hulu, just one episode, please. I did the same thing. I didn't think I'd like it, and I am in love. Have you watched any of it yet, David?
I have watched all of it. Mm. I have not watched the new stuff yet.
No, it's same here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're almost there. We're like 2 seasons before midway. Yep. Love that damn show. It's so good.
Mr. Fish Odor. Is Mr. Fish Odor Kevin Kline? Because it sounds like Kevin Kline.
Probably.
It's got to be Kevin Kline.
Probably.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite games to play, too, is... tell Caitlin who it is that's stalking. I go,
yeah.
Oh, that's this person. Oh, that's this person. 98% right over here. Not even kidding.
The comedian that voices Louise on that show is freaking hilarious. She's that really awkward chick that's in everything ever.
Kristen Schaal.
Yes, Kristen Schaal.
And you know what's funny?
She's hilarious.
How much I hate her face in Last Man on Earth.
Yes.
Her face pisses me off. I hate that. Does anybody watch that show?
She can't really change it, though.
Does anybody watch Last Man on Earth?
I've seen a couple episodes. Not quite what I thought it was.
Great.
Okay, so I need to give that the Bob's Burgers.
That show has a running gag every season of you watch the first episode of the season, and a big time celebrity shows up and they die.
God damn it!
Oh, it is painful, and they They got me again. This is like season 4 or 5, and they got me again.
Who was
this time? Pissed. Jack Black. He comes around the corner. He's like, "Hey, everybody!" I was like, "Oh, Jack Black's gonna be."
And immediately dies.
Motherfucker! I was pissed. It's like, God damn it! So I naturally did what any person would do and tweeted them from Twitter. Right. Fuck you! But it was a playful fuck you. It wasn't a real one.
Yeah, it didn't count.
No, it didn't involve. There was no at Donald Trump, so it wasn't real.
Right, it wouldn't get removed. Is what you're saying?
Fake news. But no, I was so pissed. God, I was pissed. Ooh. It's like, you sons of bitches. So you're switching from all this crazy stuff we had to a sour.
Breaking news. We're drinking a sour.
Woo! Now, we are breaking the one rule we set for this show and drinking a beer that's not made from Six Point.
Brody, yeah, fuck your rules.
Brody has no tolerance for rules. Blah, blah, blah. And apparently he has a 2-drink limit where we take the tablet away.
Oh my God. He just tried to do an artistic hair flip, except he did it with the mic coercion.
So, Chris, after the show tonight, we're going to develop code words between you and myself, where when I say Z-blot noon 7, you know exactly what that means. Turn Rhodey the fuck off.
And that's why I always say, shum, shum, slippity-dop.
Yeah, we'll come up with a Rick and Morty code word. That'd be more fun, wouldn't it?
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub.
Grass tastes bad.
So quick shout out. This is from Nola Brewing down in New Orleans. It's a Modern Times Humid Nature. We got this wild ale with citrus from Cool Keg. So quick shout out to Zach and Cool Keg.
Cool Keg, downtown Arlington, for all your fine beer needs.
In Arlington.
Growlers and pints.
In Arlington.
And flights.
Texas. We can do a cool keg. They really do care about beer.
Nice. I think they owe us royalties now.
They're going to have to.
I can't help you out of this one.
This isn't bad.
I like it. I approve, but this definitely ruined the 6-point show. So I'm really mad at Rhodey right now. I'm trying to hold back my anger.
This will be the DLC. Like, we'll release the show and just cut it off really abruptly, like right before he says the name of the beer.
You pay 99 cents later to get the rest of the show. Did you enjoy that show? Was it awesome? We have one more piece of it. For 5 minutes, you can pay 99 cents.
That's just totally cussing Rhodey out for straight minutes.
It's the exact same coding we used on the previous game, but you pay 99 cents to get the rest of it. What'd you do? No, what we can do is completely cut Rhodey's voice out of the entire show.
Ooh.
The DLC is Rhodey's voice for 99 cents.
Yes.
It's like, you want the rest of the show.
So it's just like every now and then. Yeah, so vagina jewelry.
No one would pay for that.
That'd be so awesome, though. People would listen to this and be pissed off. 99 cents, you could get the rest.
But shit, it was 99 cents.
What if I talk more like this?
What pisses you off? What pisses me off about the DLC is because when you buy it, you go on the thing and it downloads it. Chris, how big is that DLC most of the time?
That's usually about 16 gigs worth.
Yeah, it's like, God damn.
Dicks.
Ah, but anyways.
By the way, this is pretty good.
Yes, I agree.
Everybody's out of control. Puff will get you. Puff the Magic Dragon will fuck you up.
Puff the alcoholic beverage.
Lives in New York. He watched a porno and then made a new beer called
Bjork.
No,
Sweet Action.
Thank you. See, Rhodey knew what was up.
Well, I know. I was trying to rhyme
Sweet
York.
Action.
Yum.
We had a great show today. We called 6 Point.
We called 6 Point. We ripped people off.
Highlight. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I was like, God damn, this is greatness.
I was not expecting that, fucking like not even a little bit.
Radio
like,
greatness.
Did you know that was a thing?
No.
Because I saw your eyes get really, you like stopped in the middle of the beer description. And yeah, you're like, oh, there's like, the number.
Audio, man. Audio is radio gold.
It's very, very
audio good. Is radio gold.
You know what else
that
is gold?
We don't have to write.
My penis. Bloody green like a sea lot.
I just said green,
not gold.
What did I do to hurt you?
Really? You said you were going to delete my voice.
No,
We're trying to make money for your voice. God damn.
No one's going to pay for that, so you're deleting my voice. You know this.
So every dollar we get, you get 50%. So I'm just saying, just throwing that out there.
Can't wait to get that 10 cents.
Half of a dollar is 50, so it's got to at least be 50.
Nah.
After taxes.
Oh, yeah, it's about 10. You're right. It's about
those 10 taxes.
Uncle Sam's going to come in and just be like, oh, you have a podcast?
Podcast tax, man.
What's he doing? Fucking us.
About to have our own version of a freaking Boston Tea Party. Stop. Where we dump Budweiser into Corpus Christi Bay.
Stop. Uh-oh. I feel like we're moving into soapbox mode. This is the end of the show where everybody's like,
you know, I've had a few, so let me just
get this off my chest. You know what I hate?
Is anyone here even real? Am I the only real person on Earth?
Rick and Morty season finale sucked dick. What'd you think, Chris?
Yeah, I did.
Yes!
I mean, I didn't really, like, I'm not sure if I actually really fully got it.
Yeah.
But it was just like,
haven't seen it yet. No spoilers.
We're not spoiling.
Oh, right on.
Right on. We'll talk after, Chris.
Do you think? So, both of y'all hated it.
I didn't, like, hate it. I just hated the ending.
So, that's not entirely unpopular, that opinion.
Oh, it's very popular. If you go on their Reddit, people did not approve. And then Mr. Poopy Butthole, this isn't really a spoiler. He's like, I can't wait for the next season. Have fun waiting.
He did that the first time.
He's like, have fun waiting.
Yep.
He's like, could be 30 years from now. It's like, fuck you, Mr. Poopy Butthole. That was actually a pretty good impersonation.
That was. You should do exclusively all of your actor voices now are Mr. Poopy Butthole.
I feel like I can't redo it now.
God damn.
It's gone. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
It's gone.
You do the hoo-wee.
Hoo-wee. That's not terrible.
That's pretty accurate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can add to my.
That's three. That's three impressions.
I can add Poopy Butthole to my Mr. impersonations.
Skarsgård, Russian, and Poopy Butthole.
This plays guitars for the greatest metal bands.
Excellent.
Death Clocks.
We might be riding on some of these Weiser's cards. Wiser's
goes, plays. Nice. Nathan's crazy. Goes to there. Tokis have sex with her.
Wait, Rody, who's Skarsgård?
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Rody's cutting us off. That Skarsgård is the guitar player for Deathclock.
It's
Swedish metal.
Swissgard. Squiggles.
Oh, Skarsgård.
Squizgard. Skarsgård is the clown from It.
Skarsgård is a family of badasses. Skarsgård. Eric from True Blood is a Skarsgård.
That's right. There's many Skarsgårds. King's Speech.
King's Speech.
The scientist from
the Avengers.
Avengers. Mm-hmm. Skarsgård.
He is. He's one of those. Is he the dad?
Yeah.
He surely shit is. Mm-hmm. How did he have such beautiful children?
When he can act that good.
Eric, I can't remember what Alexander Skarsgård, I think his name is. He's like 6'8". He was in True Blood. He's like, good Lord, you're specimen. You are man.
Anytime they're on Conan, he gets excited because they're like as tall as him.
Yep.
He's like, finally, I guess I can look in the eye.
Oh, I love the Skarsgård. As much as I like the, I don't know any other family that's that.
Slevfall.
The Estevesis.
The Baldwins.
That's the a Baldwins. Great family.
Hey, you know what sucks about being a Baldwin? Nothing.
Do you know what's on Hulu now? So there's a new tab on Hulu called TGIF. Oh. Every show that was ever on TGIF is now on Hulu.
Oh, shit.
So last night, I
can't wait to watch that. Never.
Whatever happened to predictability.
Last night we watched one episode of Home Improvement, the very first episode. It's like,
ooh, that's rough.
And then we watched the first episode of Boy Meets World. That, you want to talk about just messing with you mentally, watching these old-ass shows? It's such a mental just like, fuck. But Family Matters is on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Full House is on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Boy Meets World. Step by Step.
Step by
it's
Step.
It's all there.
And so who's the boss on that, too?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, in its entirety.
Who's the boss was on TGIF?
No, who's the boss was on? No.
I know that's a really super old show, but I somewhere remember watching that on TGIF.
Hey, Google. Was Who's the Boss on TGIF?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's right. No, Chris, it wasn't.
Nope. I'm going to lean towards a no.
She'd know.
One day we're going to put Google up with a mic just for fun.
It was like primetime TV.
So TGIF's not primetime?
Only on Fridays.
It was amazing, dude. Do you not remember making dinner and sitting down with your family?
Dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Oh, Hanging with Mr. Cooper is on there.
Oh, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
The Dinosaurs.
It's on there too. It's all on Hulu. All of it. They're trying to replicate that. And I read something. So I read an article because I got really into why everything is happening the way it is. I do this. So I went down this rabbit hole.
Global warming.
Yes. And I read an article about how binge watching has killed cable. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I dig deeper and I start reading. So have you noticed that, like, if you want to watch stuff on cable, like, let's say Friends plays on TBS, I think.
Yep.
They do it in box now instead of. Yep. Yep. And they do it because of binge watchers. Sorry.
Right.
So it has killed cable. Like, old people are pissed off about it, of course, because they still watch cable with commercials.
Right.
I'm like, I don't watch that shit.
Used to be, like, the big shows, every episode would have a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
And once they started realizing, like, oh, it makes more people tune in each time. That's like, you start getting to the end of Friends, and, like, every episode, there's something like, oh, she didn't tell him. Oh, no. And people would have to wait, like, a week for that. And they didn't even have texting then. No. Like, you had to write notes in class and be like, oh, my God, I cannot believe Joey's in love with Rachel. Yeah, that was probably one of the stupidest.
The worst thing they ever did.
That's pretty dumb. They realized it was like, oh, I'm not in love with Rachel. We have to salvage our ratings before the finale. So that's why you have to suck the head.
You guys ready to? Let's read last week's unpopular opinion result. David had the unpopular opinion. David said that cold pizza is delicious.
Superior.
So we've got a couple of emails. We got one from John that says, David, you are crazy. Jason is correct. Mm. Warm pizza is good. We've got
warm pizza. Is that not fresh pizza?
My argument was that fresh pizza
is not as good as cold pizza.
Okay.
However, cold pizza is better than warm pizza. So
we've got
Trump.
Sam here from Michigan that says, I'm with David. Cold pizza is amazing. I like to get up in the middle of the night, eat a snack. Thank you, Sam, you lying piece of crap. And we've got Jordan from our good friends at Controllers and Keyboards that says, I'm with Jason. Cold pizza is gross. David is not right in the head.
Well, I mean, that wasn't up for debate. Clearly, I'm not.
That sounds like a personal attack.
Hey.
I don't know. I don't know if David's ever going to be on your gaming podcast now.
You know how many games I play
every
week?
Oh, that'd be so fun. They should make you download one of their free-to-play games.
Ooh.
And you have to play it and then review it.
Oh, shit.
Because they love to talk about free-to-play games.
Yes.
Yep, that would be fun. You can tell them you'll just do their free-to-play segment and nothing else. Because that would be hilarious. And it looks like just the three. We're good. That's it. Thank you guys for writing us in. And this week, Chris is going to do the unpopular opinion.
That I am.
What is it, Chris?
It's actually something I've brought up before, but I really liked the movie Daredevil, and I thought it was better than the first Iron Man.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. You think Ben Affleck's Daredevil is better than the first Iron Man?
Yes.
Are you like you would argue with somebody about this?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Well, then honestly, let's begin. Ben fucking Affleck?
Are you? You're 100% serious?
Yeah.
Really, are you hearing this? Movie. When's the last time you watched it?
It wasn't brains that got me here, I can assure you of that.
I know, it was probably about a couple months ago.
Okay.
I really like that movie.
For the sake of our friendship, tell me what you like about it.
Wow.
And it better not be centric to Ben freaking Half-life. Waste of Space.
He was a really good actor in that, by the way. But no, it's just the idea, really, of Daredevil, because he's blind, he can't see, and that's when I first saw that. Like, I didn't really know about Daredevil at all, so it just kind of took me by surprise. And I really liked the chemistry with him and Jennifer Gardner in it.
Wow.
Forehead for days.
I'm going to kill myself, but it's your fault!
You know what's sad, Chris? I'm not trying to be... This is going to sound like a real dick thing. It is a dick thing to say this, but 90% of our listeners right now are like, he's saying this just for the show. They're not believing that. That's how fucking unpopular this opinion is.
Truth be told, hand over my heart, whatever, hand on the Bible, that's true.
You would
hand off your dick. Do you still think this is a good movie?
So if you walked up to the Blu-ray section and Iron Man 1 and Daredevil were both $5, you'd pick up Daredevil.
Yep. Actually, I already own the movie.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Man.
Oh, my
see,
God.
See, it's bad enough that you liked the movie. You had to bring Iron Man 1 in as a comparison, and it lost. You're beyond help. I don't think they make enough methadone to get you off of whatever drugs you're on to think that that is a good movie.
Rhodey, how do you feel about this, Rhodey?
I'm looking for the sound clip for this.
He's been doing intense research.
I just hope it's Rob Zombie. Come on, come on, come on, come on, Daredevil.
Yeah, that was another thing, too, is that soundtrack was awesome. I bought that, too. Well,
I did jerk off to the soundtrack a couple times.
I mean, it had Nickelback on it. You're literally telling me.
Nickelback's on the Daredevil soundtrack?
Yeah.
I know Rob Zombie
say
is.
Say that a hero can save. Oh,
that was Spider-Man.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hang on. No,
you
but there's,
failed us.
No, but it's Renaissance Man. It's definitely Renaissance Man. Kevin Bacon was not in Footloose.
Not to ruin anything, I'm gonna ruin the whole world. So David was blindly correct.
I picked Nickelback, the wrong song, but I knew that he had befouled the name of cinema.
You're goddamn right. Nickelback's on Daredevil. It's track 5.
Is it really?
But. I challenge everybody that loves us, listens to us, to listen to Until You're Reformed, the Daredevil version by Chevelle. You guys will lose your minds. It's a Chevelle song. It is one of the best Chevelle songs there is.
Ooh,
we're
okay.
Gonna play. We're
I'm
gonna
down for that.
We're gonna play this to ourselves after the show because we don't like to pay Chevelle. I'm not a big fan of paying all these royalties. Tom Petty can take our money. Love him. Take it. Also, Finger 11, 12 Stones. Oh my gosh. Evanescence, Hoobastank. What a
Evanescence, that's the one.
Coming up next week's folks. Yeah, we're going to bring Crystal back on. Folk. You guys will meet Crystal, learn who she is. She is a certified
Cicerone.
She can tell us everything about beer. She's an expert taster.
And a certified badass also.
Knows her shit.
We will recap the pumpkin episode without spoiling anything or giving anything away. We're going to, we're going to cock tease you a little bit.
Yeah, we're not going to give you enough information to look up the police report, but there will be one.
Yes, yes. We're going to.
It'll have pumpkins on it.
And sometime, I don't know, we all have to figure out what we're going to do with the cartoon episodes and everything else, but we've got a lot of stuff planned. Mm-hmm. Show is growing, we're growing, and we're not far from advertising. Yay.
HelloFresh.
Everybody, go check out Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Go check out. They've already promoted us. I love those guys. Dustin, Matt, you guys kick ass.
Awesome.
Go check out Jordan, Goat, all the fools at Controllers and Keyboards. They are streaming now.
Yes.
Check them out on Twitch. I watched Jordan play for a little while, but he didn't say anything. Jordan, you didn't say anything.
Yeah, say words.
I watched you play Cuphead for about 10 minutes.
Dude, and I felt Cuphead, like I got, oh my God, I that
got,
game.
I got two words
game
out of it.
Amazing.
I was like, I want to... Talk to me, Jordan.
Is he doing the Michael Jordan face the whole time?
He was very intense. He was beating the shit out of that game, which I understand that. That's why me on Drinks Play struggled, because it's like I'm trying to play Mortal Kombat, and Blake's like, talk. I'm like, no, I'm very fucking focused, not wanting to die.
Can you tell Jordan to show a little more cleavage next time?
Yeah, he can do that. Okay. Yeah, he's a sexy motherfucker.
Right.
But we have Justin coming up on an episode. We got Crystal coming. We have Ryan coming. October, November are going to be very busy months. We've got Division coming. We're working on something with
another local brewery.
Yes, we are. We're going to their opening.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. Four Corners. It's going to be beautiful. Rhodey's not going. I'm taking David as my date. Suck a dick. Chris can come with me if he wants to.
No, he can't. He likes fucking Daredevil. Fuck that guy.
I'm now leaning towards what David said, Chris. I love you. I'm sorry. But, dude, huge things are coming. Huge things are coming. So we love you guys. Have a great...
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.